We're going to be looking at Jesus the Way. So, the thing is we find getting into addiction can be very easy. That there's many things that can bring us in. Sometimes it can be the crowd that we decide to run with. Sometimes it can be we're dealing with something and we turn to the substance or the behavior as our way of coping. There's many other ways that can happen, and it can happen quite quickly, but it's the thing, getting into it can be easy, but getting out of it can be very difficult. And sometimes we think because there's so many different ways to get into addiction, well, there should be just as many ways to get out of addiction, and one way is as good as another. But the thing is we soon find we can try different ways if we're trying to overcome a bad habit. And when we're not successful, we realize, okay, well, I have to find a way that will work. And the more we try, the more ways we try and that don't work, we say, okay, there's got to be a way. And so we want to find that way. But we see in the Bible that Jesus declared, I am the way. And so, as we follow him, we can find the way out of addiction to a life of joy and blessing. So we want to think about that this evening. And so we realize in this is that there's wrong assumptions we have to recognize, we have to address. And so first off is sometimes when we're trying to deal with our addiction, this is what our wrong assumption can be. It says, I am going to overcome my addiction myself, and I'm going to overcome it my way. And that's kind of the thing, is that we have that desire, and a lot of it comes because we're too proud to seek wisdom and help from others. We don't want to admit we have a problem, and we don't want to admit that it's not a problem we can solve on our own. And so we assure ourselves, I can fix it. I can do it, and I'm going to do it my way, and I don't need anybody's help. And it really, we think, why do we do that? Probably a lot of different reasons, but sometimes it's just the thought that if we can be it ourselves, then we can basically pat ourselves on the back, we can get all the credit for what we did to fix our problem. And we realize just that mindset isn't right. And the whole thing of that is we want to really think about that this whole idea of doing it my way, doing things my own way, that's really what got us in the addiction in the first place. And it talks about Isaiah 53 verse 6, says, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. That there is a way for us to go, and we said, no, I want to do it my way. And when we've done it my way, that's when we've got into trouble. A couple other verses give that same idea, and it's Proverbs 14:14. It talks about how the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And it's kind of the thing that we get to a point where we look at our way of doing things, and we get just fed up with our way. And we say, okay, my way is not working. My way is what got me into this mess. I need to find a different way to get out of it. And the thing is, too, is that we think, well, I can figure this out myself, or I can be strong enough, I'll have enough willpower that I can do that. If we rely on our own judgment and inner strength, that's unwise, because it's our judgment and inner strength, or lack of it, that got us into our addiction by relying on them. And so we think of that, Proverbs 16:25, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And you think of how many times, especially when we were growing up, when we get into trouble or we do something, is our explanation to our parents of why we did it that what seemed like a good idea at the time. And we do that, that in the moment, it can make perfect sense to us. But as soon as we get through it, we realize this was a terrible, terrible mistake. And sometimes it can be fatal mistakes that we make. Just sometimes different things. I know there's different lists of famous last words, but one of them being like, what does this button do? and things like that, where it's just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to try this, and then it ends up you end your life just by some foolish mistake that you make. And that can happen. Fortunately, sometimes we're spared from those, but we realize it could have easily been a fatal mistake if we would have continued on with that. And so we want to understand that sometimes what we think makes perfect sense can be terribly destructive in our life. And that's so much with an addiction, is that we think this is going to help me. This will help me get through the problem. This is something that I can handle, that it's not going to control me. I'm going to be able to control it. And we find out, no, we're mistaken. That's not true. And there's other different verses. It talks about in Proverbs chapter 3 where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on thine own understanding. Because if we lean on our understanding, we're going to fall over. We can't trust our understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. And it says, don't be wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And so we got to realize that. A lot of times, it's like principle number one, if God's against it, so am I. There's a lot of times we think, oh, God's just kind of trying to ruin my fun. That's just a warning that doesn't need to be there. Nothing's going to happen. And then what do? We step over that line that he's laid out, and we realize, yes, he was right. That was a terrible mistake. And so we learn those things. God's trying to help us and show us, yes, this might be the way you think is going to be great, but it actually is going to lead to destruction. But then secondly, we get to the thought, okay, I'm not going to just do it my way because my way is not working. I'm just think, okay, well, I'm going to find a way, and I'm going to choose a way that seems to be the most popular, that everyone seems to be following. And so that's the thing, realizing that our own way and our own wisdom hasn't been getting us where we want to go in terms of getting victory over addiction. We need to look outside of ourselves and say that I don't have the answer, I don't have the strength myself. And that's really the first step on the path to victory and path to recovery, is having the courage to say, I need help. And so that's good. And getting help is important, but we ought to understand that getting the right help is just as important. Because sometimes you can have someone that you're seeking help from, and they may not necessarily be able to give you the help that you need. And they may actually make it worse, not better. And the thing is nowadays there's many options, many programs presented for addiction recovery. And so how do you know which one to pick or what strategy to use? And so it's sort of, well, what is kind of the crowd doing? What is everyone else following? What seems to be popular? What seems to be the most socially acceptable? I'll follow that. I'll go with the crowd and see, okay, this is going to be the solution that I need. But we want to realize that following the crowd isn't always a good idea either. Because we think of it that sometimes our whole focus of following the crowd is what's contributed to our present negative circumstance, where we've had negative peer pressure, where people are goading you into doing something. You say, well, everybody else is doing it, I might as well get along. And that sometimes is what got us right into our addiction. And this is the verse Jesus says. He says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That just because something the majority of people are in favor of, it doesn't mean it's the right thing. And it's a thought here, is that many pursue after different things and it leads to destruction. But there's that few that find that narrow way that leads unto life. And so we want to realize that there is this way that we want to follow. And that's where we want to get to. We want life. We don't want destruction. That's what our addiction has wrought in our life, and we want to break free from that. So we want to find that way that it speaks of here. But as well, too, it's with various options, it's wise to compare the level of recovery promised with the level of recovery experienced. And that's kind of the thing, is that you think if you're purchasing something, right, that you usually try to, say if you're purchasing a vehicle, is you, what do? You go to Consumer Reports, you see other people that have had similar vehicles, you see, okay, how does this rate, how does this actually work? And of course the salesman at the dealership, they'll tell you that it's the best vehicle ever, but they probably won't let you know of all these different other things that happen. And so it's the same idea, is that when you're, if you're dealing with your own recovery, you're wanting to get victory, you want to investigate and see, okay, what are the testimonials? How has this helped people as well? So we want to think of that. And so this is a question that we can ask. Has this way of recovery, has this given a people full freedom from their addiction? Or has it simply exchanged one addiction or dependency for another one? And that's sometimes what happens. It's like, okay, well, you want to get off this hard drug, but you can just be on this drug instead, and that's better. And yes, it would be better. It's maybe not as harmful, but it's, you want to be able to live drug-free if you can. And it's the thing, is that sometimes you go from a dependency on substance to be dependent on a person. And that can become a very unhealthy relationship where you're using a person instead of having a mutually beneficial relationship. And so we want to be aware of that. But then too, it's quite asking, what is the relapse rate for this way of recovery? Statistically, are people going through this and staying sober or staying drug-free? Or is it something where they keep relapsing? And if that's the case, then why is that? And so it's worth evaluating that things can sometimes be hyped up, and we want to see, okay, is it real? Is this going to help me? And so we want to evaluate that. So then, with that, as we see ways that either are ways that don't lead the way we expect, or ways that are good, but maybe not having the results that we really are hoping for, we want to evaluate and recognize what the right way is, of Jesus being the way. And so that's the thing, realizing our way and the ways of this world may not bring us the freedom addiction we seek. It's worthwhile exploring another way that many others, including ourselves, may have overlooked or dismissed too quickly. And that's sometimes what happens, is that we think of in terms of Jesus and just automatically this thought of religion and God, and we just think, what do I want to do with any of that? And we just think this is something weird, and we just immediately dismiss that. And it's actually, the Bible talks about that that's our natural response, is that we immediately reject it. But it's what the Lord wants us to do, is to take a second look and to see, wait a minute, this that you've dismissed. And that's the thing, is that so often with different companions that we've had, that if we've given any thought towards Christianity or anything like that, they're immediately get on your case, dismissive, maybe mocking you, with why would you want it with that crazy stuff. But the thing is, it's like, we think of it, our companions sometimes that have been part of the process in getting us into that addiction, can we trust their judgment? Maybe what they've so quickly dismissed and mocked, maybe there's something to it that we need to explore. And so it's worthwhile, I mean, think of that I've been looking for all these other ways, and there might be a way that was dropped in my lap that I never even really gave it the time to look at. And we find that there's many ways that lead to discouragement and death, but we find that Jesus promises that he is the way to life. And so if we're looking for that, that it's worth giving it a try, giving Jesus a try, saying, okay, I've tried many other ways, and they haven't worked, why don't I try this way? And this is what Jesus says. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And he says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. And that's the thing, is that really, when we're in addiction, we're trying to find a way out. And it's the idea is that, yes, we want a way out of addiction, but the door is also a way into something else. And we want to understand that's what God, Jesus says, this is what I want to be for you. I want to be that doorway that you go through, that you leave the past behind, that you're separated from that, and now you're in a different place of safety. And we see here it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he's, of course, speaking metaphorically. And the idea of the thief is, we could give many kind of understandings of what that could be. Some people would say Satan, that would fit, and I would say it would. But just for the sake of our discussion tonight, we could take the words of the thief, and we could instead replace it with my addiction. And we think that my addiction comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we realize that. That's what it does. Is that so often there's so much that it's stolen from me in my life. It's so much that it's wrecked in my life. So much that it's destroyed. And we say, I don't want that anymore. But we see what Jesus says. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. And so we realize that what God wants to give us. That he sees the damage that addiction has caused, and Jesus is saying, I've come so you can put that away and that you can instead have abundant life. And so we realize just what Jesus offers us. First of all, we see that Jesus has much wisdom to impart to us, and he can show us the proper ways to respond to the challenges of life. And he talks about in Isaiah 48, he says that I'm the one that teaches you the way in which you should go. And it says, oh, if you'd hearken my ways, then your peace would be as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. That we experience a lot of anxiety, a lot of trouble in life, because he's trying to show us the way to go, and we're not following. And so we realize he has wisdom for me. And a lot of what we go through in RU is the idea of we get in a certain circumstance. We identify what is our natural response, our unhealthy response, the response that ends up getting us into the trouble that we have to deal with, and instead understanding a different response of the fruit of the Spirit, of how we learn to respond in joy rather than in frustration, and with peace instead of worry. And so we understand that he's trying to teach us practically, day by day, how we can get victory step by step. But then as well, we realize Jesus is the one who can give us the strength to do what we need to do. That he talks about, and I know we went through this in Sunday school this last Sunday, about the idea of how he wants us to abide in him. And it talks about in the terms of a branch being connected to the vine and having the nutrients from the main stalk come into the branch to give it life. But we compared it as well to the idea of being plugged in. That if you're not plugged in to the to the outlet, you're not going to be able to do very much, right? That it's like when the power goes off, basically our whole town can pretty well go to a standstill because you can't buy things, you can't pump gas, you can't do anything, right? And it's the same way, is it with him that we struggle and fail. But he says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That he can give us that strength we don't have. Because sometimes we know what we want to do, but we don't have the strength to do it. But he can give us that strength. But as well, as we follow after Christ, we can find focus and purpose in our lives. And that helps keep us away from addiction. That a lot of times, that's really where the struggle lies, is because we don't have an alternative. I know I've read it a couple different things where they were doing different experiments about addiction, and they had this rat in a cage, and they gave him two water bottles, one that was laced with a drug, and it always seemed that the rat would drink from the one that was laced with the drug. And even though it was harmful to it, and it would actually end up killing itself. It would keep going after that water bottle. But then they thought, well, wait a minute, why don't we put the rat in a bigger cage and we give him a whole bunch of toys and a whole bunch of other rats to play with. And what did they find is that the rat didn't drink from the water bottle that was laced with the drug, that they drank from the regular one. Why was that? Because they had so much other stuff to occupy their time that they didn't need to go after that drug. And so it's kind of the principle of recognizing is that when we fill our life with things that are good and productive, then we don't have that desire for that drug or that bad habit anymore. And so it's really learning that. And with the Lord Jesus, that's what he wants to give us, his focus, purpose. He wants to give us a life to live that's full so that there's no reason why we want to go back to that. But then too, as well, as we follow Christ, we find that he transforms us. And addiction makes us a person that we don't want to be, that we're not proud of who we are when addiction is taken hold. But Jesus, as he works with us, he changes us. He cleanses us, that who we were is just a memory, and we become a different person. And that's what he does for us. And really the thought is, Romans 8:29, that we're conformed to his image. And so it's kind of the thing that he is the way, and he is where we're going to. That you think of when you punch something into the GPS, it's always, where do I want to go? And they give you the route to get there. And in many ways, we think of where we want to get to in life what God's Word is saying to us, okay, the way you need to get there is Jesus. And we're like, oh, we want an alternate route. We want to find a different way. But that's the way to get where we want to is through him. And so we want to understand that the path out of addiction is a very difficult journey. And I think all of us that have struggled with that have found that along the way. But we want to realize it's not one that we need to try to navigate and walk on our own. It's not something that we have to try to do it ourselves by our own wisdom and strength. And so we realize Jesus, he says to us, I want to be your companion on that journey. I want to have you navigate through that. And he is the journey and the journey's end. That we spend time with him and getting to know him is part of the joy of life. And then we realize that as we get through that journey, something happens, that we change, that we become like him. And we bring honor and glory to him. And so it's the thing, as we give up doing it our way and we accept him as the way, that's when we truly leave our addiction behind and we discover the new life that we never thought was possible.